This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some other nuggets to get you on this Cowboy-Rams game. By the way, the Dolphins, according to Mike Jones, USA Today, the Dolphins have had strong interest in Chris Richard and Brian Flores, defensive coach from the Patriots. Mike Jones tweets, a league source believes they're leaning towards Flores. So Cowboy fans, don't pop the champagne yet, but that sounds like a good development. We got some quotes, not just from Tank Lawrence, but Amari Cooper was talking about this Rams secondary, and he said, look, I've played against those guys twice a year. He's talking about Aqib Talib and Marcus Peters. Both of them I know inside and out. Quote, I know how they play. And I'm able to tell my teammates, the quarterback, all their tendencies. So Amari did not have fantastic numbers against the Broncos when they had Aqib Talib and Chris Harris. Six meetings against Denver, he had 17 catches for 160 yards and two touchdowns only. But against the Chiefs, more success going up against Marcus Peters' team, 32 catches in six games. 457 and two TDs. And again, like I told Broadus yesterday, I have seen Marcus Peters back a lot this year. And that means he's trailing on plays and he's getting beat. And I loved it when Broadus said, well, if you're excited about that, according to his film study, DallasCowboys.com, Aqib Talib has been worse than Marcus Peters. So I think this Rams defense did not live up to the dream team billing when they had all these names this year. Loffenberg tweets that in two career games against the Cowboys, Aaron Donald has yet to record a sack. So that is good.
Well, look, Talib's a month away from being 33. All right. It's very possible that he is just toast. Now, Marcus Peters is only 26 years old. You know, for him to trail on a lot of plays, he could just be getting beat. He could be in a position where the defense has him out of position. Like, their technique is off. Whatever. I mean, any number of things could be happening. But this is something, you know, the Rams defense is not great.
I mean, the Athletic said, and Kavanaugh will tell you this because he studied this game, I believe, when Amari got traded here. Amari Cooper got open, wide open, against Talib on numerous occasions. The ball did not find him. See Derek Carr, okay. Protection, John Gruden, whatever. So that's a factor in that.
Oh, it's absolutely a factor. And, you know, whether or not the Cowboys win this football game, I think they're going to be able, they should be able to move the football. You know, it's not going to be a track meet or anything, but, you know, they should be, Alabama moved the ball really well on the ground against Clemson. The Cowboys should be, and it didn't work. All right, they didn't win the game, but they didn't not win because of that. There were four plays that cost them. If the Cowboys play a clean game, the way they should be able to hopefully run the football, and we'll not know that until we get there. But I mean, the Cowboys average five. You know, Zeke's averaging like 5 yards a carry. They should be able to do that. They should be able to run the ball. If they can, then if it's a clean game too, they got a real, real good shot.
The Cowboys struggle big time against play action. Six worst in the league. Six worst during the regular season. Russell Wilson went 9 of 10 against us on play action last weekend. Passer rating of 117. No team in the league likes to go to play action more than the Rams. Nobody. They did it more than 35% of their dropbacks. The highest rate in football by a considerable margin. Now, it did suffer a little bit when Cooper Kupp went out, but they're still going to go play action nonstop. Surprising stat to remind you about, because all the focus has been on the Cowboys' bad red zone offense, and it has been bad. The Rams' amazing special offense is not awesome in the red zone. Only three playoff teams worse than the Rams in the red zone. Ravens, Texans, Cowboys. Cowboys were 29th in the league. The Rams were 15th. So the issue that they try to correct that by just getting in the red zone an awful lot. So
yeah, I mean, that may throw off their number. Like, they get in and they just happen not to, to get the touchdown. I got to check. Is red zone scoring, let's say you've got a first and 10 at the 29. I'm sorry, 25. You get 6 yards. All of a sudden, it's third and 4 at the 19. Does that count against your red zone scoring?
I don't believe so. I would hope it doesn't.
I would hope so, too. That'd be crazy,
that'd
right?
That'd be stupid.
That'd be stupid. All right. So I was hoping it doesn't.
Just for S's and giggles, and I think Mickey told us the amount of turnover on the roster that you have compared to last year's game, but just for the heck of it, like a dork, I decided to go back into my notes of last year's Cowboy loss to the Rams. They lost in Arlington 35-30. They were up 24-16 at the half. This is the Ryan Switzer game. Remember that? This is the biggest moment in Ryan Switzer's tenure as a Cowboy. We were up 17-6 in the second quarter. Fumble. Just like that. Ball on the 18. He also returned an opening kick 8 yards deep, cost him 5 yards. And the reason I'm harping on Ryan Switzer is because that's Tavon Austin in this game. Tavon Austin could be the X factor.
Tavion,
as Jerry would sometimes say. And the reason he could be even bigger than last week against the Seahawks, and he was big, is because it doesn't sound like Cole Beasley's playing. And look, Cole Beasley has more catches on the season than any of us thought. 65 catches. So behind Amari, behind Zeke, is Cole Beasley. That's who Dak is looking for. And Tavon wants revenge on the team that got rid of him. Tavon, of course, wants to prove that he's not this injury-prone player that we all associate him as. He proved it again this year. And Tavon could just be a big-time guy in this game playing slot in addition to special teams.
Yeah, and he may have to be a big-time guy playing in this game. If Cole Beasley can't go, that's definitely trouble for the Cowboys. As you mentioned, Blake Jarwin looking like the more likelier of the two to go play.
He's a quarterback.
I'm concerned. You know, I'm trying to look at the parts because I've been very confident about this game. I think there are a lot of aspects where the Cowboys just match up well with the Rams, and I think it plays into their hands in that regard. If they play a clean game and don't turn the ball over, there's a very good shot that the Cowboys are going to win this football game. But I am concerned with the middle of that offensive line. Next Gen Stats came out with this, and I thought it was interesting. We can recap it here. That for the first time since week 9, the Cowboys' starting offensive line played every snap against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, you'd think you'd be like, oh, this is great news. This is amazing. Not only that, they were with Connor Williams in the lineup as opposed to Xavier Suofilo. The Cowboys were calling longer, more developing plays in hopes that they could get more yards down the field. Well, if that's what their game plan is against the Rams, I got to believe the Rams are going to try to use Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald to pressure that A-gap, that spot between Joe Looney and Connor Williams. I got to believe those two are going to be lighting that area up throughout the game. And I have a reason to be concerned about that because Connor Williams, the knock on him was that he wasn't quite big enough. And Aaron Donald is not a massive guy, but he's as strong as they come.
Yes.
He's a bull.
Oh, so
and sick. We all know what Ndamukong Suh is relative to most offensive linemen in the league. So I'm a little bit concerned about the pressure that the Rams could generate up the middle. I know they give a lot of yards up against the run. I think the reason that is because when they get pressure up the middle and you run it to the outside, those guys can be out of position. But the Cowboys, if they try to run it up the middle, they could be banging their heads against a brick wall.
I'm worried about us talking about another Dak fumble because of Aaron Donald's karate hands. This is a bad mother, as we all know.
Well, they forced 9 quarterback fumbles this year. Okay, that was the most in the league. They forced a lot of quarterback fumbles.
Whew.
And that's something that the Cowboys got to be worried about. I mean, that's the thing to me that I would worry about the most. Like, the Cowboys getting sacked, if they were to sit there and get to Jared Goff 4 or 5 times, and Then this is like, you know, I'll look at the last. So remember the Patriots losing to the Jets in the division round in 2010.
Sanchez.
Patriots dominated that game. They had so many yards. Patriots turned it over, and they were the only ones to get sacked. And they Pats dominated time of possession in that game, but they had more turnovers, and they were the only ones to get sacked. They got sacked like six times in that game. And that was the difference. That's it. Not because of what the other team's offense did. They made mistakes. This is a game, and oftentimes in the postseason, it's even more magnified. You know, obviously, the fewer possessions you give the other team, the better, especially if you're the underdog. And the team that winds up turning it over more is the team that winds up losing.
Aaron Donald had 20 and a half sacks from the interior. 20 and a half sacks.
And wasn't the other stat that was blowing people away through like week 13 or week 14 that he had been double teamed on like 70% of plays?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
If the Cowboys
had that.
Yeah, if the Cowboys are going to double team him, then they're either going to need to do it with like a fullback or keeping Zeke in there, right? Like to double team him between Looney, then I mean, I guess then you're going Zach Martin and Ndamukong Suh, which is a great matchup. But I just got to believe they're going to try to overload that middle of the line and maybe, you know, send another guy in on Zach Martin to have to worry about.
J.J. Watt was second in the league. He had 4.5 more. Aaron Donald had 4.5 more sacks than the number two guy in J.J.
Ooh.
4.5 more from the interior. He's a monster. I also wrote down in their game last year, Dak running. And you know how that drives me insane? That they wait until midway through the fourth quarter to run him on a design read. He had 3 for 25 last year in that game. 3 carries, 25 yards. So let's see. Maybe he's running away from Donald, and maybe running away from Donald and Sue gets him throwing on the run a little bit more, which, of course, is what all of DFW loves to see with Prescott throwing the football. So we continue to get you prepared. Mickey Spagnuolo will at 9:20. By the way, if the Cowboys lose, you can tweet and blame Babe Laufenberg for being his diva self, not waking up before 8:30 and ruining the superstition because he came on last week and the Cowboys won and he wanted to sleep in today and maybe the Cowboys lose.
Everybody's joking now.
So you can blame Laufenberg on Twitter.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.